The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gerry Adams has won €100,000 in damages over a BBC story about the murder of a British agent. The former Sinn Féin president alleged he was defamed in a BBC Northern Ireland Spotlight programme broadcast in 2016 and an accompanying online article. Journalist Amanda Ferguson is with me now. Amanda, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Remind us a little bit of the background of all of this. No, I think we might have lost Amanda there. I don't hear her. I'll tell you, while we try and get Amanda back up on the line, I can let you know that we had a winner in the cash machine. So that is currently empty. There's nothing in it. Not a screed. But not for long. In about 45 minutes time, about 5:15, I'm going to reload the cash machine. I'll let you know exactly how much is in it and how to enter the competition as well. So we had a big, big winner today and you could be the big winner next week. But Amanda Ferguson is back on the line, the Belfast-based journalist. Amanda, thank you for taking the time. Can you remind us a little bit of the background of this case?
Okay, so the allegations made in a Spotlight programme back in 2016 were contested by Mr. Adams. Essentially, he anonymous sources had indicated that Gerry Adams had sanctioned the murder of British agent Dennis Donaldson. Now, that was presented in a TV programme and also published online, and the BBC argued that the words were allegations, but Mr. Adams argued that they were presented as fact, and he's won his libel case today in a Dublin court and been awarded €100,000 in damages.
So what was the nature of the defence mounted by the BBC to this case?
Okay, well, Mr. Adams sued the BBC because of anonymous source allegations that he sanctioned the murder of British agent Dennis Donaldson. The BBC said it was disappointed with the outcome today because it wasn't just a single source that had given them that information and that their journalism was of the highest standard and so on. However, they said that they will take time to consider the judgment, but they did raise the issue that if this case couldn't be won in the Irish courts, what case could, and that it may have implications for freedom of expression and other journalism. Mr. Adams made a statement outside court as well where he said that essentially he was very mindful of the Donaldson family and that the case had been taken to, as he put it, put manners on the British Broadcasting Corporation. And he went on to indicate that he didn't feel that the BBC was in harmony with the Good Friday Agreement in the sort of peace years, and there was some criticism of the BBC around that. So there's been 5 weeks of evidence given to the court, 10 witnesses called and so on, and various arguments presented back and forward. And the outcome today is that Gerry Adams has won this case. And while the damages, his lawyer was seeking damages of up to €200,000, and he was awarded €100,000. I think that the eye-watering number will be the legal costs, which are estimated to run between 3 and 5 million.
Amanda Ferguson, Belfast-based journalist. Amanda, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.